This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday summer home. That is Chickies and Pete's, which will move back to Mondays when Eagle season officially starts.
Yeah.
Big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. Jack, are you ready? Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it.
It's the five.
Number five.
You're not it.
It was an awkward setup.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
By the way, shout out to the Downingtown Little League team for making the Little League World Series. They won the Mid-Atlantic region.
Little League. World Series.
So off of League, which is turning into one of the new bits on the afternoon show, which I'm a huge fan of. We got to bring League back.
Yep.
I have the five other funniest words Philly people say.
Awesome.
Starting at number five is one that I think is slowly going away as we've gotten further and further away from, you know, the Buddy Ryan Eagles.
The Eagles.
It feels like it's kind of done.
Yeah,
I haven't heard. It might be alive only in the Northeast.
Yeah,
but like Eagles really feels like it's on its way out, which is quite disappointing.
It does. I don't hear it much anymore. Now I heard it more. My parents are from the Northeast,
and
my pop-up Fred said Eagles. So every time I was in the Northeast, I heard Eagles, but I don't hear Eagles very much.
I don't
anymore.
Hear. If we could find a caller that still says Eagles,
Mount Rushmore.
Just get back in. We need to save Eagles. Because it's part of what this city. Well, everyone talks about, you know, Liberty Bell, the founding fathers.
Yep.
Eagles is up there as well.
Yep.
They want to move past it.
I don't want to move past it.
Yeah, I don't like moving past anything.
No. No change. Fourth is obviously a Mount Rushmore, but that is water.
Yeah, Wooder's still there. Wooder.
You don't hear Wooder anywhere else.
No. Nope.
It's strictly here. And when you leave and come back and you hear Wooder for the first time, you actually start welling up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely tell the difference.
You can definitely tell the difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still can't say it right.
I know.
Wooder.
And I still, I want to know the first person that said Wooder.
Yeah.
You know, like,
who is that? And everyone else is like, it sounds cool that way.
Yeah, it sounds better. It sounds better.
I would say I didn't know I had an accent. I don't really anymore.
Yeah, you're a toker. But you went to Syracuse.
He's probably a New Yorker.
They beat it out of you.
No. All right.
Would you go to Southern California? Cali.
No. Was when I went to Syracuse and my first radio class, we had to record ourselves.
Right.
And I heard myself for the first time. And I was like, what is that? Because I wasn't surrounded by people that talk like that anymore.
Right.
You're surrounded by Ian Eagle and...
Ian Eagle's older than me, but yes. But everybody there was from like... Now, they had their own problems. There were Massachusetts people there. There were New Yorkers there. But nobody talks like us. And I made it my mission to get rid of it. I'm sort of sad that I did that because I don't really have very much of it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No. Third funniest words that Philly people say, my mom says this, the guy that was just on last segment says this, gaff.
Gaff?
For golf.
Yes.
Oh, gaff.
Gaff. Yeah, Joe says gaff.
Yeah. Golf?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They say gaff.
But they say gaff.
Yeah, like Jared. Like, they say it exactly like Jared Goff's name. That's how they say
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell the story about Tim Fender once. He said, yeah, everybody's going to Top Golf. And I was like, I honestly had no idea what he was talking about. I said, what? And he's like, yeah, it's a golf place. It's a golf place? And I wasn't
You're
even
like
being
goth?
Funny.
Like goth or goth?
Yeah. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Goth.
Goth's a good one.
I feel like it's, again, is my mom into camera, who I feel like I hear talk more than almost anyone else.
Yep.
So I don't know how big goth is around. But if those guys are saying it, then it's clearly here.
Yeah.
Second funniest words that Philly people say is one that I have brought back because I'm now proud of it. I'm going back to crown.
Wow.
Instead of crayon.
For crayon?
Yeah. It's much like Lick, but so, it's in my own house. I say to Walker, like, go get your crown.
That might be the worst.
It's the best.
It's the worst.
I never said it.
Because.
Yeah.
I can't even draw the two correlations with them. One doesn't even sound like the other at all. It actually sounds like you're saying crown, C-R-O-W-N
yes.
is what it sounds like.
Yeah, you're going from a word that has two syllables to one.
Exactly.
Crayon to crown.
Has two syllables.
Yeah.
It's a crown. It's so good, man. I want it all back. I want leg, I want Eagles, I want crown. Like, that's my city. The Super Bowl has taken my city from me.
I don't remember hearing adults say crown. I remember hearing
Oh, you haven't heard adults say crown?
No, I remember hearing kids say crown.
Oh, I think there's plenty of adults.
So you're going to say to your kids, go get your crowns?
Yeah, I am. I don't care. I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
They're going to go to school using that.
And they're, you know what they're going to say? That's good parenting.
You get beat up.
They're not going to get beat up. They're not going to get beat up. So pro crown, it's not even funny. But obviously, the funniest word that Philly people say is simply Alshon Jeffries.
Yes, putting S's.
Yes, Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels.
Just adding an S to nothing.
Yep.
You know, Spike Eskins.
Dude, my Little League manager called me Eskins.
I'm sure he does.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
You put the S's on everything for no reason.
Yep.
Because there's an S.
And that's how you can tell that Ike is a true Philadelphian, as he turned Luis Robert into Luis
no
Roberts.
Doubt. No doubt.
And if he had come here, he would have been Roberts.
Yeah, no
doubt. It would have been Roberts for everybody.
Yeah, By the way,
I actually would have been irritated that I had to think about saying it first because it's so natural to say Roberts.
We don't even know what Jaden Daniels' last name is. Is it Daniels or Daniel?
It's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Here it's Daniels.
Now
no, it's Jaden Daniel is what it is.
I think so, but
no,
I don't know.
It's Daniels.
I think it's Daniels.
Is it with an S?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
But you don't know.
Now I can't even remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He confused me. I'm like,
that's why it's the best.
I think
that's why it's the best.
It's Jaden Daniels.
Yes. I think it's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, not Jaden Daniels.
Should I make that a Twitter poll?
No, it's Jaden Daniels. Yes, it's an S.
We are getting
so
that
dumb.
Is an aggregated moment right there.
By the way, since July 11th, Luis Roberts hitting .394 with an OPS over 1,000.
There you go.
There you go.
We should have traded for him.
Phils weren't even interested. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors right now. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877 Go Guida or visit goguida.com. What do we got here? Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Jack. How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, dude? Tasty Cake?
I thought all the lists this week were pretty active. I found most of the lists. I had six guys, and any four of the six that were in my head were.
Yeah, that's usually how I did it.
Yeah,
I thought the four guys Jack named were right, and if you would have put Corey in there, I think that would have been like a legitimate.
Oh, for the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Ike and I had you on it, so just so you know, Jack's the only one.
We might not get Corey to call back till next Tuesday.
Corey was also on.
And you mentioned me, Spike. I heard you. I heard you mention me, and I absolutely appreciate that. But I don't think. I'm in the top six anymore. I had my day in the sunlight a long time ago.
You're back.
Well, I love the show, and I'm 100% in all the way. And, you know, Spike, I wanted to tell you one thing, though. Joe the camera came on, and he was very congenial, and, you know, because – when you guys negotiate basketball, he's out of his mind. Did you ever play a pickup game in your life where you could lose the game by default because you fouled out? in a pickup game.
No.
No, there's no foul.
There's no foul.
This is it. He's calling fouls, and if Jack gets six fouls, he wins.
No.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
There's no foul right. Yeah.
He's going to take charge. He's going to take a charge.
He's going to take a charge.
There's no doubt about it. He's going to take a charge.
There are some real things we have to discuss, as you discussed, make it, take it. We have to discuss if there are rebounds, because in a lot of one-on-one now, you get a shot, and then the point is over.
Yep.
I
actually don't hate that.
But that...
It would benefit me.
For the rebounds.
It would benefit me for the rebounds. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of things we have to talk about. Whether you can foul out or not is not one of them.
No, that's not one.
No.
Foul out.
Yeah. And there's no free throws in one-on-one.
Who's calling these fouls?
Yes.
We're getting around.
And I'm the soft baby that can't handle anything.
They're talking about having an official, but...
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get down to you.
It's a pickup game.
Nah, we need an official on this one. We need an official, especially if it's 2-2.
Can't trust Donahue to call this game?
No, we can. I want Donahue.
Team Donahue.
I want Donahue.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And he can take action on games.
Yes.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I think we need an official on this, Dom. I'm going to disagree on that. I know in pickup you don't really have that, or in one-on-one you don't really have that, but I can't trust
you can have an official. But you
there's no free throws.
There's no fouling out of free throws, man.
No.
And there's no. Yeah. There's no six fouls you're at. You win.
No.
You and Ike weren't going to let that happen.
Come on.
Because I listened to the morning show now. I don't call. I don't want to be disrespectful. But the other day, Spike, he calls you mommy?
Yeah. What they don't understand, Dom, is that because we're all friends here on the show and support each other, That's why we stick up for each other. Mm-hmm. If you remember back to the beginning of this, none of them were on Joe's side except for Rhea. James was not. Nope. John was not. And now all of a sudden, they're supportive. Yeah, they just don't know what that's like, you know?
Yep. I'm with you all the way. Like, the other thing, did you hear about the take the knee thing? He wants to eliminate the last two events and have Jack come in right now and take a knee.
Well, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
Oh, yeah.
This is all so stupid. I'm going to win running, and I'm going to win basketball, and everyone can calm down. Like, Jesus. Sorry.
Not to bring the Lord's name in vain.
I have no doubt.
I just need everyone to understand tennis was bad. I didn't expect to win tennis. I was fine at tennis for a high school. Like, I could play in gym class. He worked at it. Congratulations. I'm going to win running. I'm going to win basketball. Everyone take a deep breath. Bet on Fritz.
And the other thing, there's no moral victories here for Joe DeCameron. You're up 2-1. If you don't win, you blew the lead. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no moral victories here. Yeah. Whoever gets three wins, you know.
Yep. Cortisone shots.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about that I want to propose you as my hero in my life is, again, right, Spike, there's six guys that there is no wrong answer. But if it's me, I'm putting Dr. J over AI.
Correct. That's fine.
Because
I hear you.
The real three, number one, they're both incredible players, but Dr. J is the all-time Sixers block guy. He was in more finals. He won a championship. And the third thing is, Spike, he won 58 games one year, and the starting lineup was Hank Bibby, Lionel Hollins, Caldwell, Darryl Dawkins, and Doc, and they won 58 games. If that don't say how great he is.
Absolutely.
He's the top 15 to 20 player ever in the league.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a wrong answer on that one. I would put Iverson over it, but Doc did win a championship was in more finals, and absolutely.
Allen Iverson's the greatest little man that ever played. I realize that.
Sure.
For a while there, before... You talked about that.
Steph Curry,
Bird and Magic changed it where you could watch a guy. I watched those games. Like, I had to beg my dad to watch Sixer playoff games to start at 11:30 at night. You know, I know that they were on tape delay, but you know, I thought a little bit of that juice came from Doc right before, because Spike. I mean, this is before all you guys. When Doc won that slam dunk contest. And he took off from the foul line. the entire universe was talking about that. That was a big, big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I don't know. Had anybody done that before?
No.
No way. Nobody. Well, I think, honestly, well,
David Thompson
might have
done
it, right? I think that was the first slam dunk contest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think that was the initial. I think they had one in the ABA, and I think Doc won that. But that was the first slam dunk contest. And there was a guy named, like, you remember a guy named Larry Nance?
Yeah, of course. Well, his son plays
in
the league
Cavs right now.
He did some.
Different
Larry
Nance. Like, his son
is.
Yeah. He did some incredible dunks. And I think he was leading. And Doc walks all the way to the other side of the court and starts taking off. And when he took off of that foul line, man, I still get goosebumps today. A man could fly. He was the greatest.
Yeah.
No, he was the greatest.
Love Dr. J, man. That's royalty to me, Dr. J.
All right, taste the cake.
Yeah.
Some
guys
don't recognize his voice when he calls.
Yeah, well.
Hey, failers. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you say crown or crayon is the question.
It's got to be crayon, right?
Yeah, but 26.8% saying crown.
Love that.
Yep.
I would love to know what county they're from.
Jack's going to bring it back.
Now, is that a Delco thing?
I think it's a Delco thing.
Crown?
Yeah.
Nah. I grew up in Delco, so yeah.
Northeast. It's really just Northeast and Delco.
Yes.
Those are about where I put the crown and every other accent.
A guy that did not make the Mount Rushmore list is Cowboy Jim. You're on WIP.
Jack, you caved, Jack. You caved at the camera.
All right. You were a top five caller.
Let me roll to the Delaware Valley. You got backlash from the fans and the other callers for naming me a top five caller. I'm not a temporary top five caller. Just say it. I'm after Yoshi. Just say I'm after Yoshi.
You're after Yoshi.
Wow. Oh, over Corey?
No. Me and Corey were texting about how much we loved Cowboy Jim last night, actually.
Well, but look, you better be careful with number five.
Considers himself ranked higher than Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You got a Cowboy fan, Rand Hyatt?
He's not even a... Can we stop pretending that Cowboy Jim's a Cowboys fan? I mean, like, he's...
He's, of course, a Cowboys
fan. Yeah, but he's just... He's a character by this point. I mean...
But he likes the Cowboys.
I don't care. First off, Cowboys Eagles is dead. I mean...
It's not football season, Jack. It's not football season. I'm providing content.
I can't believe you have
I'm providing entertainment.
That was a bit.
I come to see you guys at the toilet house. I mean, come on.
Toilet
Give me
house.
A break. I slayed the other callers. I slayed Mad Mike. I slayed that idiot
you're
Andy.
You're great,
we
buddy.
Lied.
You're
we
great.
Lied.
Dude, he helped
I
Bam.
Yeah, but you've only turned into this greatness for the last 4 months. I mean, that's been the turn. Yeah, yeah.
I do this stuff for 2 years. I've been doing this for 2 years.
Well, you were ass before 4 months ago.
Well, Spike didn't like me, so it took a while to get it. Yeah. You know, to get it.
I forgot you did put me on first class. That should have put
me
on.
Well, there's barely anybody on the plane.
Not even barely.
Yeah. Like
nobody
people.
Was on the plane. Yeah.
All right, are we done here?
Next time, I'll be like, should I put him in first class? Let me think about that.
You wouldn't have put him in first class if it was a real thing. The plane was empty.
Next time he gets up to go to the bathroom while we're taxiing out, I'll call the captain and we'll, like, put on the brakes.
I had to sneak one in before we took off. Let me ask you this.
So those top four people include, and then adding me, I'm number five. Who would you want to sit with at a movie, a flight, a game? Who would you want to sit next to?
Corey.
Well, Corey,
no.
Probably. Yeah.
Yoshi.
Corey's my closest friend on
Yoshi,
here.
Corey. I wouldn't want to sit next to Chuck.
Herb's probably last.
Yeah, I would definitely not want to sit next to Herb.
He would talk the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
OG, I don't think I'd mind.
No, OG would be fine.
I'd end up strangling him, but yeah, I don't think I'd mind.
Yeah. I mean, Cowboy Jim, you're on
five.
There. You're on there.
Yeah, you're top nine.
What?
Are we done? All right.
Goodbye, loser.
Yeah, goodbye, loser. Colonel in Massachusetts becoming a regular. Colonel, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen, happy Friday. I'm listening to you on the phone, watching you on YouTube. Super jealous.
There you go.
You guys are at Chickies.
Nice.
Yeah, we love Chickies.
That's awesome. Spike, you've hit two grand slams today. If you were on my
That's why you got the belt.
Team, you would be killing it. We can't trade McKee for anything because when you go all in poker, you push all of your chips to the center of the table. You don't save a little bit for next hand. You just go all in. Also, as a guy who unfortunately isn't down there all the time anymore, every time I go down, it seems like the traffic is worse. So,
yes.
Spike, you're betting a bazillion 1,000 today.
Thank you. It's good to have one day like this. I'm gonna take the podcast, keep it saved. Make sure I remember this day where people agreed with me.
Yep.
Definitely. Do it. And as much as people are hating on the Eagles' defense, I think we're going to be okay. I saw the Washington offense and defense, and, they do the joint practice. They, versus one of the worst teams in the league last year, they looked pedestrian. It wasn't anything pretty. So, I mean, I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Colonel. Here's my question. So, okay, Keely Ringo didn't look good last night. Adoree Jackson didn't look good last night. Sydney Brown got hurt. Also, I think missed one tackle or whatever. Mm-hmm. Uche didn't look good. Azeez Ojulari didn't look good. How those were spots that I was worried, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's where we lost people.
Yeah.
Like, where should the concern level be, do you think?
Well, for me, looking at what we looked at last night of those groups, I would say it's the cornerback position.
Okay.
And not so much that they need – listen, nobody's shutting down Jamar Chase
sure.
and T. Higgins. So I'm not necessarily concerned about that. But the one play that Jamar Chase scored on, that play could have just been a 5 to 7, 10-yard gain. You come up and make the tackle.
Yep.
You come up under control and make the tackle.
Yep.
You just can't come up, be out of control, and let the guy – I mean, he didn't even touch him.
Yep.
He basically just caught the ball and spun back inside and ran to the end zone. You can't have that.
Yep.
Like, so there's this a little bit of awareness that needs to be there from our cornerbacks. The only problem I would have with last night is I don't know how much Coach Fangio put in there that would help those guys. Like, sometimes a coordinator will say, listen, I'm going to keep it vanilla – so you guys can play fast. So right. you don't have to do a whole lot of thinking. You can just play. If that were the case, even that didn't necessarily help last night.
Yep.
Because it didn't seem like we were playing fast. I'm going to wait next week, see what we got, see if these guys improve. It was the first game. It's the first time they've really been in a live tackling situation since the Super Bowl.
So and they have the joint practice this week.
And
as
you got
well.
Joint practice, right. So I'm not going to overreact, but yeah, I didn't like what I saw from our secondary primarily last night.
Well, and also you would say that there was a little bit of an alarm as they traded for
the corner, from the Raiders,
Ja'Kerryon Bennett.
Yeah,
they traded him for this, so already they were worried.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So it's not everything, but it's not nothing.
Yep.
Is where we put it.
Totally agree.
So you guys have a choice for the final Mount Rushmore of the week.
No,
because I have four prepared, and I want you to choose one. Well, I did a lot of preparing this week.
He did a lot of them. Yeah, you want to use them.
Yeah. So here are the ones that you can pick from. The Mount Rushmore of internet memes, all time.
Okay.
The Mount Rushmore of Eagles preseason performances.
Ah.
Okay.
The Mount Rushmore of 90s solo R&B artists male. And I have the Mount Rushmore of solo R&B artists female from the 90s. Hmm.
So I want to include Jack in.
Yeah, I don't really like any of them, honestly.
Wow.
Wow.
You are something else, man.
Well, the internet memes.
There's internet memes.
I like the internet memes.
Yeah, can we do, Mount Rushmore right. internet memes.
Mount Rushmore internet memes is next for the final Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore week. And I know you're thinking, finally, it's over. Good news, coming back next year.
Yeah, so, just like top 11 week.
Yeah, top 11 week is all coming back next year. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And when it lets me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm six feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Well done, everyone. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you, Jocelyn. Save my voice as my my voice a little shot after screaming at Elliot. 2 days in a row. There's been a lot of Elliot training camp this year. G-L-E-S, Eagles. There we go. There we go. We're at Chickies and Peace in South Philly, where they just do Eagles chants whenever you want. Did we lose Fritz? Where's Fritz?
Oh, he's behind the curtains.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
He's cracking himself up.
Yep, as always.
Oof.
You ready for the final Mount Rushmore of the week?
Yep.
All right, hit it, Buzz.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
So I do long for the days of the beginning of internet memes when they would last for a long time.
Like way too long.
Yeah, but that was I don't want you to name any of them.
I won't.
But
there's one that lasted so long.
Yes, and I actually, the one that lasted the longest I actually miss. But now internet memes last like 2 days, right? Like you had the Coldplay couple. When I see it, it's like, oh.
It's so old.
It seems like it was 100 years ago. So here is my Mount Rushmore of internet memes. Should I do the biggest one first or the biggest one last?
Last.
Biggest one is last. So the first on the Mount Rushmore of internet memes is the distracted boyfriend meme.
Oh, yeah.
That is the
That's when they're on the bed, right?
No.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah, that's not on my list.
Okay.
The distracted boyfriend meme is the one where the guy is walking with his girlfriend, but he is looking at the hot girl behind him, and she is looking at him.
Right.
And, you know, you could do lots with it. Like yesterday, you could have done the hot girl could have been Tanner McKee, and the girlfriend could have been Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The
distracted. I know what you're talking about. I guess.
And it's lasted a long time, and it still hits.
I feel like that's been around since I was in college.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
The second on the Mount Rushmore of internet memes, now I don't know if Ike will remember this one, is Keyboard Cat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Play him off Keyboard Cat?
Yeah.
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 Now, this was a short video of a cat playing a keyboard, and it was very big deal.
Yeah, I do not remember.
You don't remember Keyboard Cat? Okay. Keyboard Cat was a goat for a while.
Yes, I agree.
Now, the memes aren't the GIFs.
Well, a GIF...
Could be a meme.
Could be a meme.
Okay, so
yes.
That can't work.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
The third on the Mount Rushmore of internet memes is the Rick Roll.
What's the Rick Roll?
Oh, is that when the...
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, but that's a... I don't know if that's a meme.
Oh, sure it was.
It's probably an individual photo. That was...
No, it's not a photo, though.
But
a meme doesn't have to be an individual.
When I think of a meme, I think of a photo. Personally.
I think Rick Rolling is a meme. 215-592-9494.
I think that's an internet like troll job.
But it's also, this is
but
when
it's not a meme,
you
though.
Would think you were watching one video and it ends up being Never Gonna Be Give You Up by Rick Astley. I think it's a meme.
Well, I know what the number one meme has to be.
Well, Spike seems to have an odd definition of meme.
I don't have an odd definition of meme. These are all memes. Put up a Twitter poll whether Rick Roll is an internet meme. Please put it up.
It's not a meme.
Yes, it is a meme.
All right.
And the fourth, and I believe biggest one, and the greatest of all time, is Crying Jordan.
Okay, that's a meme.
Yes.
That's a meme. Yes.
Distracted Boyfriend is a meme.
Distracted Boyfriend is totally a meme.
So is Keyboard Cat.
I agree with Keyboard Cat.
Okay.
Rick Roll is not a meme. You can't, like, you don't change, like, the words of it. Like, on some.
Not every meme is built the same.
I disagree. Like, I like the one where the guy's sleeping on the bed, and the lady's, like, he's thinking about other women.
Yes.
And he's just like, you know,
yeah,
these
for you
like the
would
Phillies.
Be, yes, yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Crying Jordan, I loved. And the
it's
moment
the
it ended.
I remember is the Crying Jordan. I don't know the other three.
You don't know Rick Roll?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't think I know the meme, though.
Okay.
It's not a meme.
It is a meme.
It's because it's not a meme.
It's a meme. And by the way.
Do you have any others in consideration?
Here's the thing. When Crying Jordan ended was when he cried at There was
Kobe's funeral.
There was another one of him crying, and I was like, shoot.
Yeah. That was actually worse than the Crying Jordan.
The original crying, yes. I believe I had a list. Hold on. I can tell you in a second.
Yeah, those other ones I didn't really know.
Well, then I guess I failed you guys.
No.
Do you want my other ones?
Well, listen, I'm the least one that is qualified to tell.
Well, you're not, but you're a big GIF guy.
Do you want the Mount Rushmore of Eagles preseason?
Whatever.
Well,
I
stick with GIF.
Well, by the way, like the angry cat also is an all-time meme. Really, like the see, here's the problem with these: it's hard to explain internet.
See,
yeah,
mine's also I would have did the Joel Embiid chewing the apple.
Well, that's not a meme.
See, that's not a meme?
Yeah, that's not a meme.
Okay, see?
I don't think people use
that's
that
a GIF.
That is a big one for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a big one
well,
for
if
you.
Did a,
is it just big for me or is it not a meme?
It's definitely not a meme.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
All right.
I don't think people use Joel Embiid chewing the apple.
No.
The
if it was an Ike Reese Mount Rushmore of.
Yes.
Of
now, blinking right. guy, blinking guy.
Yep. That's it. That,
is that a meme or just
yes.
a GIF?
What is that? The blinking guy. I know exactly what
blinking
you're
guy that looks
about.
Like Goodell.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a meme.
Okay. That's I know that one.
That should right. be actually on your.
Yeah, I know that one.
That had
yeah.
a run. Blinking this guy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Rick Roll's not a meme.
It is a meme. I don't. Buzz, do you want to weigh in on this one?
It does feel a little different. Like,
get out of
it's
here.
It's a video.
Turn your mic off.
It's an internet prank.
Turn your mic off.
Yeah,
it's a meme.
Not a meme.
I stay with Jack here.
Thank you.
You know, I didn't ask you to talk again. I don't know where my list is. I can't find it.
No, that's okay.
All right. 215-592-9494. Tony and Kenneth Square, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I tried to get on yesterday, but I guess you ran out of time after that guy lectured Jack for like an hour over absolutely nothing.
Hey,
oh,
Rios.
Wow, Rios. You want to...
Wow.
I want you to be careful.
Yeah, that's not the right one.
Dude, he lectured you like you were his son that just came home from school and said you got...
But he really cared about
it.
He felt it
in his soul, though,
yeah.
which I appreciate.
Yeah. Have a little respect.
That was the most brutal thing I listened to all week.
Oh, oh man.
We're not taking the hint.
Yeah, don't give your last name.
So I wanted to touch on the Tanner McKee question, but one more thing. Jack, how did you leave out Tropic Thunder from your Mount Rushmore of comedies from the early 2000s? So,
I think Tropic Thunder is funny. I just don't
overrated.
Think it, I don't think it supplants any of those. Yeah, it's not even in the top.
I wasn't a big Tropic
on
Thunder.
On second yeah. Mount Rushmore, it's not even the second Mount Rushmore. Maybe the third Mount Rushmore.
Mother of God. I totally disagree. But
okay.
About the Tanner McKee thing, first of all, I don't think we're going to get a first for him. But I do like McKee a lot. And for the sake of argument, he's been my guy for like 2 years. And I have a lot of faith in him. And I love his development. I know we're in win-now mode, but if someone offers you a first for your backup, I think you got to take it. That pick will likely be a top 15 pick because the teams that would want McKee are going to be teams picking late in the draft. I mean, they're not going to be picking late in draft.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, it is for some of them, right? But I don't think every team that you're talking about is automatic. Like, the Colts, I think, could be a fine team with a competent quarterback. I think the Giants could be a fine team with a competent quarterback. Like, the Saints is the one, right?
Yeah.
Like, if the Saints hadn't just drafted... They drafted a guy in the second round.
Yep.
So I don't know how much they... I would assume they believe in him quite a bit if they drafted him that high. And we're talking about them giving up a first after they give up a second. So, I guess I just don't know. Now, the Steelers have Aaron Rodgers, but they would be like a lot of teams are a quarterback away. That's mm-hmm. the issue from being competent. And I think Tanner McKee is a competent quarterback. So I guess I just don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Carolina. Something goes wrong with. Bryce yep. Young's development.
Nah, we're in on Bryce Young.
Bryce Young was looking good later in the year last year.
By the way, the Jets.
If
the Jets traded for Tanner McKee, I think the Jets have a really good wide receiver, a good defense, a good running back. Like, they're a competent quarterback away from being a middle of the first round pick. So I don't know. I don't know. The Saints is the one. If the Saints are that is the one that you can be relatively confident that you're getting a top 10-ish pick for them.
Yeah, and I don't think you could turn that down for Tanner McKee.
Yeah, you can. I would. Sam Hinkie wouldn't turn
well,
it down.
Well, I tell you what, Kellen Moore would get fired for giving up that first round pick for Tanner
you
McKee.
Take the second round pick, by the way. Like, they're not giving a top 10 pick.
No, I'm not definitely.
Fire Kellen Moore.
Hold just the second round pick. Thank you for the call, Tony. I think you're nuts,
dude.
Well,
I think
it's the same
most,
second round pick is close.
That's
to
a top.
First
it's basically
pick.
A first round pick.
No, it's actually a second round pick. And if they have the eighth worst record, it's like the 39th pick in the draft.
You want to know where Cooper DeJean was picked?
40th.
I think so. I don't know.
I think he was right around there.
Do you want to go over every 40th pick in history?
You know where they drafted Jalen Hurts?
They need a competent – and by the way, to get a competent second-round pick, you may have to trade a second or a third.
53rd, I think. Yeah.
To get a competent backup quarterback, you may have to trade a second or a third. Like that's the other issue here. You're trading Tanner McKee for a second. Who's your backup quarterback? We won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
And that was a flash in the pan.
But it's happened a bunch of times.
It's happened three times.
I bet it's happened more than three times.
A backup quarterback has won the Super Bowl?
Well, we have Hostetler, Foles, Doug Williams.
Technically, Dilfer was not the starter at the beginning of the season.
Who's the starter? Kyle Bowler?
My former college teammate, Tony Banks.
Ah.
He got him to 4-4, I believe, and Dilfer took over after 4-4.
What I would say as well is if you're a team that's good enough to get to the Super Bowl, chances are you have a pretty good team. Like the odds of a competent backup quarterback winning in the playoffs is like once you've gotten to the Super Bowl, then it just becomes one game.
Yeah. Tony got benched. Dilfer didn't come in because of injury. Yes, right. He came in because Tony was bad.
Ricky in Royersford, you're on WIP. What's up? Ricky, you're on WIP. What's up, Ricky?
What's up? Well, one, that Nickelback concert was fantastic. Just kidding. I know it's Creed.
There we go.
Second of all, it is definitely Crown, not Crayon.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Wow, you're not doing bad at all here.
No.
Does Tom Brady count?
No. But I am going to have to defer away. Rick Rowling is not a meme.
Yeah, not even close.
It's a meme.
It's not.
It's an internet troll.
It's a meme.
It's not. Yeah, internet troll, exactly. But Tanner McKee, is he a proven commodity? Yes or no?
No.
I'm not trying to hear. No. This is more for Spike. He doesn't want to trade.
Oh. Okay.
Is he a proven commodity in what respect? He has
maybe two games under his belt, right?
NFL games, he has one and a half.
Okay, my point. Just last week, you were advocating to send Andrew Painter, Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, all these guys. First of all,
none of those guys have played in the major leagues. Second of all, baseball prospects way different. Third of all, a left fielder, not an NFL quarterback. Fourth of all, you want to talk about proven commodities? Who are you picking with your second round pick? An unproven commodity. I can tell you this: Tanner McKee is more proven in the NFL than anybody you're picking in the draft.
Let me ask you a question because he has played in the NFL. Let me ask you a question. Is he raising the odds to win a Super Bowl?
Is Tanner McKee raising the odds to win the Super Bowl right now? No. Yeah.
No. Okay, so if you trade him away, is he lessening the odds to win a Super Bowl? No.
Yes.
No.
Sure you do. Who's the backup quarterback?
Who's the backup quarterback, Ricky? Let me ask you another question.
For example,
Jalen Hurts, God forbid, he does get injured. I don't wish injury on anybody that's bad for the sport.
Sure.
No, we're all class here.
You do agree they plan for that, right? In case of. That's why you're backup.
I do. But he does come in, he does play for an extended period of time, and he doesn't lead you guys to the Super Bowl. It's going to be an unfair comparison to what Nick Foles did.
I'm not worried about that. But first of all, I want to frame this. Jack has framed it in that Tanner McKee has to win the Super Bowl. That's not what I said. What I said is if you miss an extended period of time in the middle of the season, let's just say four games, with the way their schedule is this year, that could be the way you handle those four games could be the difference between home field advantage in the playoffs. It could be the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs to let Jalen Hurts go win the Super Bowl. It is an important position. Let's forget about quarterback for a second. Hold on, Ricky. How many backups did we have playing in the Super Bowl in the 17 season? We had a ton of backups playing. This is the NFL.
Yes, but the comparison between that team and this team are drastically different.
Why?
The defense. The defense is a standout. And you're going to get a pick, like Fritz said earlier in the show, you're going to get a pick to potentially help burden that loss of some of the players that you're not going to be able to afford. Okay.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Ricky, I want to win the Super Bowl this year.
I get it. But it might not be a first-round pick, but a second-round pick paired with a late first-round pick, depending on how the season goes, bodes very well. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Carter was the Saints' number 9 pick. Look how that turned out. But you see what I'm saying? Like it.
But if you want me to name first-round picks that didn't work out, I could do it.
But it's been a while.
I mean, that list goes on, too, but, you know.
Okay. Ricky, you want to be in the afternoon show fantasy football league?
Yes, I want to be in the league. And if it was a grill, consider me the sparkler, ready to ignite action with style and energy. You feel me? Like I'm going to make the decisions to, you know, allow you guys to affect Dan. Was that the worst decision of my life? You see what I'm saying? So I know you got your hot takes locked in, but fantasy isn't about shouting the loudest. Like, it's about making calculated moves, but don't worry, you can keep your overreaction title, okay?
Well, I won the championship last year.
I like that you say overreaction.
Yeah, I won it actually last year, but tough guy.
And Chris, quiet down over there too, because you know, you're going to be that guy who's saying, I'm just here for fun, but deep down, you're going to be throwing the biggest tantrum when your team falls apart by week 8, just like you did on the tennis court. But don't worry.
I'll have a
to your approach, your why me, you know?
Interesting.
Ricky coming in hot.
That is strong, and he had a strong start to the call too.
Yeah.
And he took shots at me, and he left Ike out of it.
Of course,
which is
like,
smart.
Like everyone does. Yeah, like everyone does.
Not everyone.
I'm just going to say this.
Yeah, but the one guy called him was a moron.
I'm going to say this. I would put Ricky and Royers Ford in the league.
Okay,
the league.
Probably had the strongest case today.
He had
the
strongest case today. I mean, that was excellent.
Yeah,
that was excellent.
Yeah,
he's in the league.
You didn't like that he came at you.
He came at me
again,
too.
Like, yeah, but barely. It was stop. It was nothing. When are people going to realize? Just a chill guy. Just a chill, relaxed, laid back fella. You know,
that's
I'm
another
here for a
meme.
Good time.
Chill guy is another meme.
It's been a tough couple of weeks for you, man.
Yeah, chill guy's a good.
Just all having fun.
Listen, you were riding high after the baseball.
No one brings that up when my whole mental toughness and my kids should be embarrassed that I'm their father gets mentioned.
Do you want to go run this weekend? I'll run with you.
Maybe. I got a busy weekend.
There it is. Okay. The text line is...
I got to pick up like 4 things in Facebook Marketplace over the weekend. It's crazy.
Where?
On Facebook Marketplace. This thing's a problem.
Like, this is getting stuff for the house.
For the house. So like we're going to... Dude, Facebook Marketplace... You can talk about a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
First off, you can sell all your stuff on there.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Instead of giving your stuff away, you can just sell your stuff. So, like, you show up at random people's houses.
Yeah, but then you got to deal with somebody you don't know buying your stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I've just been showing up at random people's doorsteps saying, hey, where is the, like, train table that we got for Walker? And it's like.
Oh, you're buying stuff.
Yeah. We're buying and selling. Yeah. Yeah. We sold a lot of our stuff from our house. And then we're also now rebuying stuff for the new house.
I don't ever want to be a part of this.
No.
Yeah.
You'll be. It happens to everyone.
I did it on Craigslist once, and the number of calls, I was like, nope, never doing this again.
I don't ever want to be a part of this. Yeah.
You're going to be a part of it. At some point, you're going to go through a Facebook Marketplace phase. It's addicting.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I agree with my man, I should have been on the Philly Mount Rushmore. Fake Dr. J.
The recording is pretty
low.
Wow. Yeah.
They raise it up a little bit.
Raise it up.
Turn the music down a little bit so we can hear it.
There you go.
Next.
What's next?
Are you saying today that you wouldn't trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick after a mere 8 days ago chastising the Phillies for not trading top prospects for three-month rentals? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast, Coherent Moral Code.
I do have a coherent moral code. My object, see, here is what's coherent. The object for doing it for the Phillies was to win the World Series. The object to doing it for the Eagles is to win the Super Bowl. I'm not holding on to Tanner McKee because I want him to be the quarterback in 6 years.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry I got more going on upstairs than you.
Yeah, it's called second-level thinking.
What's next?
Who knew that Elliot's argument kryptonite was just asking if he was sure about the words he's saying? Elliot, the Union have only been around for 10 years. Spike, are you sure? Elliot, I don't really know, but I think so. Anywho, the Union have a better attendance than the Flyers. Spike, are you sure? Hell yeah. I don't know, but I looked it up a year or so ago.
that dude just
he just says stuff.
Man.
Sometimes though, any facts behind it.
There's a lot there, man.
And him again, he's supposed to be the Union guy, and saying they've been around for 10 years, they've easily been around for 15.
Yeah, it's 07.
Okay, 07. Yeah. Even worse.
Yeah, it's even worse. Yeah, it's
way worse.
It's 18 years.
It's a long time. It's a long time.
It's a long way away from 10.
Yes.
10 years.
It's not like 12.
I think we just say 10 years ago, like we still think that's the mid 2000s.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Like 10 years ago was 2015. Like that's ridiculous.
That's 10 years ago. Yes. Absolutely right.
What's next?
Listen, let me say something. Chuck in Mount Airy pretending like it's not already the 11th minute of his call.
He does do that. Yeah. Like when the phone calls, he's like, let me say something.
Yeah.
You've been saying enough.
Well, I like when he goes, you got 4 hours. Like, yeah. The host. This is how this works. I'm always going to have more time than you, Chuck. No offense. It's just.
It's by design, yes.
Yeah. What's next?
Mrs. ESP. Hey, honey, how was work today? Elliot. Well, I didn't get called a little bee today. Mrs. ESP. That's wonderful. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, I didn't call him a little bitch today.
Didn't.
Nope. You don't have to dump it. You don't have to dump it.
Yep.
What's next?
Don't be ridiculous. I don't want to seem like a dirty dog. Joe DeCamera, as if he hadn't already done 5 2-minute biographies of women that all but included their social security
numbers. Seriously.
Yeah,
he is a
he
dirty
was so
dog.
Locked in on the 80s ladies.
I know. And he's like, yeah, I don't know why you thought of me for this. It was like, Joe.
His whole thing is about Elizabeth Shue.
I mean,
that's one of the original DeCamera pets.
Yep. What's next?
Yeah, the service was great. The crab fries were great. My only complaint was the two white guys having the dumbest argument ever about traffic. A random Chickie's Yelp review from today.
Who's got us next until Philly's?
Rob Cherry.
Rob Cherry's got us. Yes.
Angry Bob is on.
Big Bob, Shot Bob.
The GOAT. So Angry Bob up until Phil's baseball first pitch tonight, 8:05. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you Monday. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.